The following is a KSCO commentary. Here is Kay Zwirling.
Mea culpa. I am so sorry. Hereafter, I will search carefully the authenticity of material sent to me. President Obama did not arrange for thousands of displaced Palestinians to come to the U.S. Thank goodness. The 20 million plus requested by the UN was sent to help the displaced Palestinians to build homes lost during the recent Israeli-Palestinian war. The world media chooses to ignore the fact that Hamas, since ruling Gaza for the last 2 years, has daily sent exploding bombs into southern Israel. The recent ceasefire lasted only days. And now Hamas has already broken the agreement and is sending bombs again and again into Israel. The reason for so many Arab casualties during war is because Hamas, Hezbollah, and all other Arab terrorists routinely use Palestinian women and children as human shields, especially at schools and hospitals, to run up their casualties and receive world pity. These cowardly, despicable skunks consider their own people irrelevant and they fight dirty. For the past 60 years, those Arabs refused to have a state of their own. They only want Israel dead. So the stalemate goes on. And the world chooses to blame Israel, who merely wants to exist in peace. Did you know that when Palestinian leaders become ill, they always ask to be admitted into Israeli hospitals, and they are always accepted? Because we are all bummed out and depressed for various reasons, not the least of which we are quickly sliding into socialism, let's end this on a happier note with the following funny observations written by a black man with a great sense of humor and creativity. Here goes. When I was born, I was black. When I grew up, I was black. When I went in the sun, I stayed black. When I got cold, I was black. When I was scared, I was black. When I was sick, I was black, and when I die, I will still be black. Now, you white folks, when you are born, you are pink. When you grow up, you are white. When you go in the sun, you get red. When you're cold, you turn blue. When you get scared, you are yellow. When you get sick, you are green. When you bruise, you turn purple. When you die, you look gray. So, who are you all calling colored folks? For KSCO, this is Kay Zwirling.